You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, professional surfer Bethany Hamilton. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You look great. It's always so nice to see you. So you're the subject of this new documentary, Unstoppable. And it's been 4 years in the making?
Well, like five, almost more now.
Wow.
So yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, we started off with the project to actually just make a documentary short of like me high performance surfing, like pushing female surfing.
Yeah.
And then we were like, well, my story's like been told, but not to the full capacity.
Yeah.
And there's been so much since where Soul Surfer left off, which I loved Soul Surfer, but this just shares so much more.
You've got a lot more life to live and share.
Yeah, a lot has happened. So it's really exciting. It captures like the drama of like pushing myself and surfing and just life. And it's really, yeah, I think people will be really surprised.
And part of the doc is about you wanting to surf one of the most dangerous waves in the world, Jaws.
Yes.
Where's that at?
So Jaws is in Maui. It's one of the most iconic, incredible waves in the world. And
where you live, correct?
Yeah, I'm in Kauai. So it's just a short island hop.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and it's always been a dream of mine to surf this wave and really like get some bombs. So
yeah,
that's part of the story. And it's absolutely the most mesmerizing wave to see in person. And so being able to see it on the big screen is really special, I think, regardless of if you know anything about surfing.
Right.
Because it's just that insane. It's like one of the wonders of the world, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, no, I love.
But to be able to ride it is like even that much more wonderful.
Right. No, exactly. I can't even imagine some of the footage.
Or terrifying.
Right, exactly. A combo. The footage is so cool. Whenever you see some of the shots that these photographers get or cameramen get are so awesome. So I've always loved surfing and I'm a big board guy though. I can go out there and shred, but hey, you know what? I have so much, even wiping out is fun. Like for just going out there and just being, you know, you're in the outside and it's a great workout and with the sun and the salt, it's great for your skin. Like everything. Yeah. I just love everything about it. It's so cool. And then if you can actually get good and I'm not bad for like being a casual surfer, right?
Yeah.
I just feel comfortable on the big board because you get up quick.
Surfing is one of those sports too. It's just the slowest learning curve. So of course, starting off on a longer board is just automatic. And yeah, it's so fun. And
so
you can have
fun
at any level too.
Yeah, you're right. You can. You can have fun at any level, any age, actually. There is a companion book to go along with the film, Be Unstoppable. What's in that?
Yeah, so Be Unstoppable kind of captures like the beauty of what we did while filming the movie. And we take a lot of the most beautiful moments and put it into a like coffee table style book with inspirational quotes. Mm-hmm. And like you can just open up to any page and just get your like inspiration and beauty all in one package.
Nice.
And yeah. And then we, on top of that, we actually made Unstoppable Me. It's like a kid's book. My husband wrote it and it's like encouraging little kids to be like, you know, get back up when they fall down.
I love it. I've got it in my hand. You gave it to me for my kids. It is adorable.
Super cute.
Can't wait to read it to them. So thank you very much.
You're
both
welcome.
The books I actually have, Be Unstoppable and Unstoppable Me. So congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So Bethany, of course, your story is always going to be attached to the shark attack that you survived as a teen. But is it something that you actually think about like day to day in your life?
No, definitely not. More like when people bring it up. Thanks a lot. But no, I don't. I've like healed so well and so much good and beauty has come from what seems like such a horrible thing. And you know, we all kind of have our moments in life that are kind of like the loss of an arm or car accident that really like shape and change you. And I look back on that time and I'm like, wow, imagine if I didn't get back in the ocean and I didn't continue pursuing the things I loved. Like, what would my life look like now? Like, it's just mind blowing to kind of like dabble in that thought.
Right.
I don't know, whirlwind or whatever.
Sure, that process itself, incredibly inspiring.
So
it's awesome.
It's really like driven me to like want to give back to the youth and share more of my story and be more than just an inspiration, but equipping young people. So I'm working on a lot of different projects moving in that direction via my website, BethanyHamilton.com.
Nice.
So,
and you're a mom.
And I'm a mom, so I got a lot going on.
You got two kids, right?
Two, yeah.
How old are they now?
1 and 3 months and a 4-year-old, and they both surf and they love the ocean.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's great. So wait a minute. They both surf. So when did they learn to swim?
Well, my 4-year-old just learned to swim recently.
That's good, prior to surfing. That helps.
But he's been surfing for a while now. We're just like, forget the swimming. Yeah. Let's just figure out the board.
He'll catch up on that. So that's
and
great.
Yeah, my little one's like, we got him in the water. He loves the water. He'll be swimming before we know it. So.
And how often do you surf these days?
I surf a lot. I'm very avid, still pushing myself. And yeah, I spend like most of the winter home. So I'm surfing like hours in a day. And then of course travel kind of mixes things up, but I leave for Central America tomorrow for a surf trip. So
surfers are awesome because they're always just chasing summer. Anywhere they go, it's summer wherever they go.
Yeah, or
awesome.
In Hawaii, we're chasing winter because winter is the time to be out there and for waves.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
But it is kind of like endless summer vibes too, though. Right. At the same time, like get to travel. And,
can't beat that. Yeah. Can't beat that. And you have a foundation, Friends of Bethany. What kind of work do you do there?
So Friends of Bethany, our biggest reach is working with amputees, and we put on retreats that really empower and encourage and help them to overcome the struggles they've faced. But on top of that, we do like young women's conferences, and it's all about uplifting young women mostly.
Good for you.
I have a lot of fun with it.
We can always use more of that.
My highlights of the year are these events that we get to do.
Yeah, so. I bet. All right, Bethany, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? Go-to karaoke song.
Oh, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Even though I don't do karaoke. And my voice is horrible.
Okay. Movie you've seen the most?
Oh, shoot. It's an old movie, probably.
Old movie. All right. We'll leave it at that.
Napoleon Dynamite. But like, I don't appreciate it as much now, but at times...
Napoleon Diamond holds up, I thought.
That's one that you can watch over and over.
I have seen that quite a few times, but I'm not the type of person to watch movies over and over again because they just like, I get bored. I need something new.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Well, I guess I wasn't that young, but Blake Griffin at one point. trying to think of an actor. Who's an
actor?
That's
all right. Blake Griffin counts.
Sure, we'll stop there.
Favorite place to surf?
Well, besides Hawaii, Tahiti.
Okay. What would your last meal be?
I ate a chocolate coconut butter cup on my way in here.
No, I meant literally, like, I got to rephrase this question.
Meal?
Yeah.
That's my favorite question.
Yeah. What would your death? That's how we got to put it. What would your deathbed meal be? Because most people are like,
everyone does that. Everyone's like, I just had some granola.
What would your deathbed meal be?
Okay. So my deathbed meal.
I love that you love this question.
Like basic raviolis, like organic raviolis with
come on,
pesto.
You're gonna die. Why you need it organic?
With I want organic because I'm leaving this earth healthy. let's take it another level further. Biodynamic. Pesto on there, like a beautiful, like amazing salad and like a chocolatey kind of shake. And maybe some extra chocolate truffles in there and maybe an espresso cappuccino.
You want to be awake. I like that. That was a very
I love when people
thought out
salad
meal.
In there too.
Yeah. No, I genuinely love being healthy. I want to die healthy too.
Hey, I love it. Practice it.
Okay, let's throw some sweet potato fries in there too.
Yes. Okay, yes. Good. Yeah. I'm down. Now I'm signing up. Now I'm ready to go. All right. Well, meanwhile, watch Bethany Hamilton Unstoppable on July 12th. Yes, you can follow her on Instagram @BethanyHamilton. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Mario.
On with Mario Lopez.